Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to the channel. Yesterday marked the 85th anniversary of the beginning of Operation Barbarossa. That's to say the Third Reich's invasion of Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Moldova, and others. Right, so that was the Soviet Union, and Adolf Hitler was the president of Germany and the chancellor, and Das Dritte Reich had various allies. They're already in Romania. They invaded from Romania, and the Iranians said, well, may as well join them, partly because Moldova had been illegally annexed by the Soviets a year earlier, chance to get it back. The Finns, likewise, because, of course, they'd suffered a war of aggression started by the Soviet Union in 1939. It was a chance to get back some of their lost territory. Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Eastern Poland, and so on, they'd only come under the Soviet yoke a little bit beforehand, and they saw as a way to get their freedom back. Well, not the Poles so much. And so it went on. And obviously, the Soviet Union was only founded in 1922, but really, it was just a rebranding of the Russian Empire. The communists from Russia tried to crush independent Poland. And likewise, Ukraine had been independent, recognized by other countries such as Azerbaijan. And the Reds in Russia changed their mind about that. Lenin eventually said, you can go free if you want to. And then invaded and crushed them as well. Likewise, Belarus. The Belarusians even used to write their language in the Latin alphabet. In the 1920s, they forced to use Cyrillic. The Soviet Union was an extraordinarily sadistic and bloodthirsty tyranny. There were many, many atrocities committed by them. You know, up until 1941, or maybe even 42, it was more murderous even than the Third Reich. By the time the Second World War broke out, the German government had murdered thousands of its own people, and the Soviet government had murdered millions of its own people. The Holodomor deliberately starting a famine in Ukraine. And this is a country where the government controlled every gram of food. You can't blame it on the environment, a sort of ecological disaster, and can't blame it on the vagaries of the market and greedy capitalists. No, is the government was fixated with collating data and control freakery, controlling where people traveled. And so they knew what was happening. And when they opened the archives in the 1980s, it was proof positive, having their informers everywhere, denying there was a famine, refusing offers of food aid from elsewhere, refusing to let Ukrainians to travel to other parts of the Soviet Union where there was food, as well as people deliberately just shot dead, killed directly, worked to death, attempting to lobotomize the Ukrainian nation and many, many others. So unsurprisingly, when Germany invaded, some people in Ukraine, and indeed in Russia, thought it can't be as bad as the Soviet Union, so maybe throw in our lot with them. So that's Operation Barbarossa. Anyway, it's one of the bloodiest conflicts of all time. The good and bad people on both sides. Bad people serve good causes, good people serve bad causes. Most of it is a mixture of good and bad. And that was it. Nazism was certainly evil. There's no question about that. It was viciously racist against the Slavonic peoples and so on. Was obviously extremely anti-Semitic, wanted to annihilate the Jewish community and murdered many Soviet Jews. Goodness. But, you know, it was a question of which was the lesser of two evils. And that didn't seem immediately obvious in Eastern Europe at the time. So Italy sent a few troops, even Spain sent the Blue Legion. Hungary, Slovakia as well. Some Slovaks say, that's not the real government. But anyway, we won't go into it. And that was really the crucial front in the Second World War. Something like 75% of German casualties were on the Eastern Front. So let me give a blow-by-blow account of it. The Russian government now likes to overlook the fact that the Soviet Union was an ally of the Soviet Union to begin with, and indeed had invaded Poland in coordination with them, and so forth. They've even handed over Polish prisoners to the Germans and so forth. What else was I going to say? Had it got the green light from Germany to invade Finland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Romania to seize Moldova, and selling a lot of foodstuffs, coal, oil, metals, and so on to Germany, which is why the Royal Navy's blockade of Germany is completely ineffective until 1941. And then they tried to gloss over as that. So they actually started the Second World War in 1939 along with Germany. And then obviously Germany attacked them 2 years later, despite the non-aggression pact. But that's not the fault of ordinary people who had no say in these matters, who were just not informed or constantly lied to. But old habits died hard, and Moscow is still lying to the Russian people. and playing opposites, topsy-turvydom, invading Ukraine. And then Sergei Lavrov had the chutzpah in New Delhi to say to an international conference, Ukraine started the war against us, and the Indians were laughing out loud at that one, attacking another country by land, sea, and air, claiming that it's not a war. A war in which hundreds of thousands of people have been killed, but it's not a war. It's a crime to even call it a war in Russia, even though Putin, whoops-a-daisy, slipped out and accidentally called it a war a couple of years ago. Goodness, so attempting to crush Ukraine, hating Ukrainian democracy, calling everybody a fascist who's not on Putin's side. Of course, Putin's regime bears all the hallmarks of fascism with this big brother figure, with the cult of the personality, with sham elections, sham referenda, with total control of the media, the very wide-scale use of torture, militarism, this appeal to the mythical past, these wars of aggression, racist violence in Ukraine and Chechnya and elsewhere. Wanting to have a leader for life and everything, it really is a very sickening with state homophobia and on and on and on with a completely nobbled judiciary. So it's as though all the things I really love are against all the things I really hate. Not anti-Russian at all. Of course they're good Russians. It's like there's some bad Ukrainians. It was kept to Russian cuisine or music or dancing or architecture. These are things I all find highly alluring, or even the language. Goodness. So that was one of the bloodiest conflicts of all time. Obviously, the Second World War fighting in the Far East was even bloodier. The Taiping Rebellion of the 19th century fought in China. So they began on Midsummer's Day, the German invasion. They planned to go ahead to 6 weeks earlier, but that's when King Peter of Yugoslavia came of age, 18, and his uncle, the regent, Prince Paul, had been leaning towards the Axis, where King Peter declared for the Allies. So the Germans, Italians invaded. By the time it was subjugated Yugoslavia, 6 weeks had passed, had to get back in position to invade. And the British have been tipping Stalin off this is going to happen. The Lucy Spiring knew all about it, and finding phrase books in Russian issued to German officers with phrases like surrender, hands up, point out the communist Jews in amongst you and stuff like that. So a German communist even deserted the Red Army hours before it's due to start, told them everything's going to start at 5:45. This was so important that they phoned Moscow to wake Stalin up, but he disbelieved it, said he's a disinformant, tell him to find his mother. Of course, it was completely true. And Stalin was so stunned for 10 days, he said nothing. No Churchillian oratory on the radio there. He was dead wrong. That's why they weren't ready. They were in the wrong position and not firing back for hours until finally the order came from the Moscow that they could defend themselves. So it was a massive, massive screw up, disbelieving the evidence, increasingly blatant buildup of troops he'd been had. Putin, he admires Stalin. That tells you all that he needs to know. If he adulates a mass murderer who is rivaled only by Hitler, it tells you just how filthily wicked Putin's regime is. Anyway, remember what happened the last time someone invaded Ukraine in 1941. And the Soviet Union won because of Ukraine. 25% of Soviets were Ukrainians. It was a very close one thing. They wouldn't have won out the Ukrainians. They wouldn't have won without Belarusians, Kazakhs, Tajiks, Kyrgyz people, Armenians, Azerbaijanis, Georgians. Stalin was a Georgian, about ethnic minorities, ethnic minority people who are from the Russian Federation, like Chechens, Ingushetians, Dagestanis, Kalmuk people, Chukchi people, Yakut people, Tatars, Lesgians, so forth. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecannon79@gmail.com. Goodbye.